Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Scattered showers around the deserts slowly decreasing today. We could have totals up to an inch of rain in some areas of the valley, about 62 today, and then scattered showers developing again tomorrow and Monday. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 59 degrees.
And now, an important message from Kevin Trudeau.
Money-making secrets used by the rich and powerful. Now you can learn how to make more money than you ever dreamed possible. Ancient secrets that have been used by members of secret societies for centuries are now being revealed. Now this money-making secret is being made available to the public. Receive the CD, Money Making Secrets Revealed, absolutely free. Learn how you can make money, achieve your dreams, eliminate debt, and develop super wealth. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and is available only for a limited time. Call and get Money Making Secrets Revealed, absolutely free.
Call 480-626-3700. 480-626-3700. That's 480-626-3700. 3700 for your free CD. Call now, 480-626-3700.
Hi, this is Connie Salica. Tune into my show, Intelligence for Your Health, right here on Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX, Sundays at 10 p.m.
All aboard Scott Luther Gold and Silver Express.
Listen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m., Saturday, 6 to 7 p.m., and Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. Become one of our lucky winners as we give away free gold and silver coins.
Scott Luther Gold and Silver Express.
And now, live from the downtown studios of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's time for The Pulse, Arizona's healthcare radio show. Your voice for healthcare issues locally, around the state, and across the nation. Here now, consultant, advocate, and provider of healthcare services in Arizona, Elizabeth Singleton.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to The Pulse, AZ, on KFNX 1100. We are here with you live every Saturday at 10 a.m. Thank you for joining us today. Today we have in our studios our Susan Junk with Mark Community Resource and Lupe Silva with Visions of Hope. They've come on the show today to tell us about their new program, the Adult Peer and Family Support Program. I'm still trying to get used to that. It's a long name. And, of course, we have Kelly back. Yay!
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. And it is raining. I got out, and I was driving down, and I couldn't see a thing in front of me. I mean, just barely. It was so cloudy and foggy out. But I was like, okay, I'm going to not drive on the tail of the next person. And I think I was driving like a grandma, but I was still afraid because I didn't know someone came back around me. So I think I put my brights on really, 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 my fog lights on and brights or something, and I have all these people beeping at me. I think they thought I was old grandma on the freeway. No offense to grandmas. But there was a bad accident on Northern, and it looked like a kind of a six-pile car pile-up. So I'm going to pray and hope those individuals made it home safe today. So how and you guys, how was your drive-in?
Slow. People in Arizona, I don't think, really know how to drive in the rain.
I second that one. But I was excited because I got a new car that has traction with their tires.
Yes.
So
yes.
I got to put that on, even though it's not snowing.
Well, how was yours?
It was really wet. It was really slow. There were a lot of accidents.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of a shock because we're supposed to be coming to a kind of a cool, not a cool down, but kind of getting hotter and no rain. And again, here's the rain. But I love the rain. So I'm not going to complain. We need it here.
Oh, I do too. I love the rain.
And we need it here, so I'm glad. So, Susan, you're with the Mark Community Center, and originally it was
the Mark Center.
Mark Center. And they changed your name.
They did. It's now the Mark Community Resources.
And could you tell me, you know, what brought about for them to actually change their name now? Because, you know, Mark Center is what we're all used to.
Right. And I'm still struggling sometimes with this new name. But I think what it was is they thought the Mark Center didn't really reflect what it is they do, because they do so much without within the community.
Yeah.
So they thought changing the name reflects a little bit more to what they do.
And besides this program, the program we're going to be talking about a little bit more in details, what is the services that Mark Center currently provides?
Well, Mark Center provides really a wider range of services. They've been around for 55 years. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that they've been around for so long. And they have a wide spectrum of behavioral health services. And they include housing and rehabilitation, vocational training, health and wellness, community integration, and outpatient counseling.
Okay. And now, did you want to say counseling?
No, I'm just going to move my microphone.
Well, you're pretty far from it. The services with outpatient, and sometimes if we have a little more time, we'll kind of go and elaborate on the services that Mark Center provides, because I really have worked with Mark Center before. I enjoy the program, and if we do have time, we'll just elaborate a little bit. But Lupe, I know you're new to your program, so
yeah.
The Visions of Hope, you're working with Mary Robson, which I wish was here, but she is with her sister who's having surgery, so I'm going to say a prayer for her and her family today. Could you tell us a little bit about Visions of Hope? And, you know, I've really never heard of them, so.
Okay. Well, Mary Robson is the most wonderful lady to work for as mm-hmm. well, work with. Visions of Hope is a peer-run organization that has been around for 15 years. They provide a variety of different services supporting recovery, including GED classes, health and wellness, media development, and non-crisis peer support phone line.
Okay. And what got you involved with Visions of Hope?
I am a family member. Mm-hmm. I've got two stepchildren who have behavioral health needs. And in my culture, we're not aware and we're not speaking outside the box. You keep everything inside.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the first clue about behavioral health. And when I seen these two young little boys, you know, acting out in behaviors, I was just like, oh, my God. So getting involved in the family involvement program gave me a lot of personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm able to deal with families and understand them, have compassion and empathy towards them because I've been in their shoes.
And how old are your boys?
They are now 21 and 20.
So you went for how many years before actually getting any kind of services?
We were in and out of the system. My husband had prior dealings with the system, and he was unhappy with the services he was receiving. He felt it was a bunch of red tape. They were not listening to him. His children weren't getting the needs met, so he kind of just ignored them, kind of did whatever he felt he could do as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got together, the children were about 7, 8 years old. So they were, he just let them do whatever they wanted to do, however they wanted to, because he didn't know any of the resources. We tried going through different places. I didn't even know organizations existed, which now I want to be like,
tell everybody.
You know, I want to scream out so loud, because if I would have known about places like Visions of Hope, or other organizations, I would have jumped on it, and I would have gotten the help that I needed and the support that I needed to maybe better change situations for my boys.
Now, was there any kind of intervention in the school? Or
no, the schools were calling constantly every day, you need to come pick them up. They are not doing this. They're jumping this way. They're disrespecting the teacher. So I got no support from the schools at all.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's I think kind of you've given some time frame back there. You said they're in their 20s now?
Yes.
Yeah, so that system was still developing, I think. Yes. I didn't know anything about mental illness. I didn't even, you know, all I knew was someone walking down the street, and I always use this scenario, who's talking to themselves and, you know, media, what our media outlets like to, you know, perceive someone with a mental illness that looks like. And so it has changed a lot. And, you know, I'm glad to have you guys on to talk about your new program. And again, it's adult peer family support program. So quickly, if you well, we can start talking about how Visions of Hope and Mark Center brought this program together.
Sure. The program really came about as a collaboration between both of these organizations. And what happened, if you probably remember, 2 years ago, people who were enrolled in the Magellan system who had serious mental illness diagnosis had a lot of their services cut if they didn't qualify for access. Mm-hmm. So we call that non-Title 19. So they lost a lot of services. And so what happened is money's now come back into the system, about $39 million. And Magellan has funded a lot of these services to be reinstated. And so Magellan's funded this program that we're working on. And the Mark Community Resources and Visions of Hope of Arizona got together and developed a program to support family members as well as individuals who are living with a diagnosis. And so in the past, there's really not been funded programs supporting family members. So yeah. This is new, and this is very exciting. And being a family member myself and being in the system for about 8 years now, I can tell you this is really going to help.
And do you have children or?
I do. Yeah. I have a son who about 8 years ago had mm-hmm. received a serious mental illness diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And like most people that the families that get involved, there's really no support.
Correct.
You know, they start hearing things like SMI and diagnoses and antipsychotics.
Yeah.
And it's just scary.
It is.
I mean, you don't understand, and you don't know where to turn because nobody helps you. Nobody gives you resources. They're there to really support the individual who's mm-hmm. received the diagnosis.
Correct.
To give them a doctor and give them some medication, but nobody really helps the families. So I've been involved in the past 8 years doing a lot of education for families, mm-hmm. running support groups. And so when I was told about this new program and asked if I was interested, I jumped on board immediately.
Well, we're going to learn more about the collaboration with the Mark Community Resources, and it used to be Mark Center, and Visions of Hope's, their adult, peer, and family support program. When we come back, you're listening to The Pulse on KFNX 1100. We'll be back after the break.
Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers provide housing resources to those in need. We also offer treatment services in the areas of mental health, physical well-being, counseling, advocacy, education, and empowerment for independence. We work with other care providers and businesses to provide total care for the mind and body. Call 602-626-8150. Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers, devoted to empowering our community. To see if we can be of help to you, call 602-626-8150. Your business can make more and spend less when you use By the Numbers sales and marketing software. And to prove it, you can try By the Numbers free for 30 days. Call right now to get started with this simple, user-friendly business boosting program. And when you fall in love with By the Numbers, don't worry, it doesn't cost thousands of dollars. Try this business building software free right now. Call 480-652-9212. That's 480-652-9212.
Stay up late. Alex Jones, After Dark, nights 1 to 3 a.m. on Independent Time, 1100 KFNX, the home of the Alex Jones Show. Catch the Dennis Miller Show, weekdays 10 till noon, on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Business to Business Network Show every Saturday at 6 a.m. Celebrating 14 consecutive years of showcasing local businesses on the radio. Commerce happens on the Business to Business Network Show every Saturday at 6 a.m.
Tune in to the Edward Woodson Show with me, your host, Edward Woodson. We'll talk business, politics, and the things that really make you mad.
Catch the Edward Woodson Show, weekdays from 5 to 6 a.m., only on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Westbrook's Law Firm, 602-262-HELP.
The Westbrook's Law Firm is a full-service firm handling all types of cases. Westbrook's Law Firm has aggressive, high-powered trial lawyers who will fight hard for you. Call now for a free consultation on your serious accident or injury case, wrongful death claim, medical malpractice, DUI, sexual harassment, and for sports and entertainment law representation. Call now. That's Westbrook's Law Firm, your full-service firm.
Westbrook's Law Firm, 602-262-HELP.
Fountain Air in Mesa is your premier source for heating or air conditioning. Whether it's a new installation or routine service, residential or commercial, they have over 25 years of experience and repair all makes and models. Have your air conditioner, furnace, or heat pump serviced to get ready for those holiday gatherings. And to keep more of your hard-earned holiday shopping dollars, Fountain Air will take $20 off your already low service call when you mention KFNX. Call now, 480-984-7300. That's 480-984-7300, or visit them online at fountainair.com.
Hello, and welcome back to The Pulse on KFNX 1100. I'm your host, Elizabeth Singleton, and our guest today is Susan Junk with Mark Community Resource and Lupe Seva with Visions of Hope. We're talking about their new adult peer and family support program that will help those families who are non-Title 19. And, thanks, Kelly. Kelly is here with us. She hasn't been with us for a while, and I'm glad to see that she's back today to help me host. Before we left off, Susan, you were talking about the needs that the family members have. And let's just elaborate on the needs, that the concerns that you've been hearing, and the concerns as a parent. I know myself, I'm not a parent, but I'm a family member of someone living with a mental illness. And before I really got into the system, I didn't know what that was. I just thought that something, they were eating the wrong foods or something was off. But there was no system. It was just, you know, they went to the doctor and this is what they said. And, you know, there's no system. So I didn't have a clue about the programs that were out there that was provided. So what are you hearing from parents, the frustrations that they are getting and the supports that they need?
Well, I think there's a wide variety depending on their situation, but lots of times when they're just starting this journey, they've just entered this mm-hmm. public system, just trying to navigate the system. The mm-hmm. system's pretty complex, and even though I've been involved with it for 8 years now, I am constantly learning new resources and new things that I've never heard about. Mm-hmm. So just trying to help people navigate the system is a big support.
Okay.
People also don't understand that recovery is possible. That's mm-hmm. a big thing.
Yeah. I hear that a lot when I go to conferences or I go to where sometimes they have retreats and individuals or family members or parents will say, you know, they'll never recover. I know that. So I'm just trying to live with it and get some help. And then you see the whole room, half of the room is quiet and the other room is like raising their hands. There's recovery. So, I mean, but I think that we shouldn't overreact when a family member says that because they're still knowing the system.
Well, I think it's about hope, though. Mm-hmm. When you're dealing with the situation day in, day out, it's exhausting. You make that entry into the system, and sometimes I think it compounds the helplessness. And you're at the mercy of this entity you don't understand. Mm-hmm. There's these terms thrown around, you know, SMI, Title 19, non-19. You get new doctors every 3 months if you get a doctor. So there's a lot, too, I think, that entry into the system and that feeling of helplessness. And you look and think, how could anyone possibly recover if I can't even possibly understand, you know, what I'm doing here?
And so is that the purpose of your program?
Exactly.
And talk a little bit about mm-hmm. it in the process.
Well, it's really about supporting people with whatever they need support with. So when people are dealing with a loved one and they've received a diagnosis, let's say of bipolar disorder, mm-hmm. First of all, they need some education because of their understanding of what bipolar disorder is, what's been displayed by the media.
Yeah,
they don't really understand what bipolar disorder is. So first they need to kind of understand what a mental illness is, what that looks like, what their loved one might be experiencing. Mm-hmm. They also need to Kelly, you said it, hope. They've got to have hope that there is recovery, and they need to understand that there is recovery. But it's not only the individual that's recovering. The family members recover as well, because it's kind of traumatic for them at first. They think their world's come to an end. They think their loved one is never going to have a life. They're just going to be sitting at home with mom and dad or
watching them, making sure they're safe. Because I've seen a lot of parents just completely put their life on hold. Well, I can't work because no one will be here when the school calls. Or I can't work because my son or daughter may try to hurt themselves if I'm away. So it just becomes this very enmeshed and toxic environment at home. And that's not really hopeful.
And not only that, but there's the stigma that lays around it. Mm-hmm. Family members are not educated, and I am one of them, you know, where sometimes my oldest stepson would – I could feel him in my bedroom, and I would be scared. Yeah. I literally thought, I'm going to wake up on ABC 15 News in the morning because, you know, I don't know what to do with him, and I can feel, and I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I was like, this kid's crazy. Something's going to, you know, I'm going to die. And I was not educated. I had no idea, and I didn't believe in recovery.
Well, I think our systems are changing, but I think we've penalized the family members, and we isolate them where they didn't feel like they could participate, because it's always, you know, you want to be the family member, you want to be concerned, but hey, that family member is calling too much, you know, they want to know all of these things. There's a release on file, so they are very concerned. Us as are in the community and community programs need to welcome them and not think that they already know. You give them a handbook, but the handbook doesn't explain anything. It doesn't speak English to them.
Exactly.
You know, all they know right now is, I don't want to have to call my family member crazy. I don't want to have to, you know, I can't believe this is happening to us. You know, he was normal 1 minute to them. You know, what is normal? I don't think any of us is normal.
Exactly. I am.
See, I'm confused. I need to understand this, and I've had parents break down on me, just start crying. I don't know what I can do.
Oh, absolutely.
I am just hopeless. They don't know how to talk to the case manager. And then you see them running around and doing all these things a case manager should be doing if the person has a case manager.
Right.
And they're like, I don't even know the first thing. I don't know about Social Security. I don't know where this doctor visit is. And I tell them, I said, hey, you're no longer the family member. You're the provider. Now you're the social worker. You're doing all this thing. You're doing everything for this individual, and you're going to burn out.
Well, and I think that becomes the norm for the parents, though. They are so used to doing everything, and there's that anxiousness that if I don't do it, it's not going to get done. And sometimes that's true, but I think there's a balance where you teach parents, or you can teach them to advocate, but to let the individual kind of take charge of their own recovery and do what they can for themselves.
That's very important.
A very important thing, and this is part of Visions of Hope. Mm-hmm. We want to empower these families. We want to give them a voice. We want to give them education so that they can better help their loved one to recovery, because recovery is possible. And a person who didn't believe in it, I believe in it. I've seen it. I've gone to places and I've seen people where they were at plan A and they ended up at plan B, and they are living life to their fullest and happy.
So how do you guys program work together? First of all, is this just for those family members who have non-Title 19 consumers or recipients? I don't know what they're calling them now.
Family members.
Family members. Yeah, that's right. So is it just for non-Title 19s? Because as we know, the resources for non-Title 19 is, we got a book that says all non-Title 19s, and nothing in there was for non-Title 19. So is this program providing services to non-Title 19 and their families?
It is.
Okay.
So in order to qualify for this particular program, you have to have a family member with a serious mental illness. Okay. They have to be enrolled in the Magellan system, and they have to be classified non-Title 19, which means they're not eligible for access.
Correct.
But if you're not sure if your loved one is non-Title 19 or if they're Title 19, call us. Because there are other programs, even if they're Title 19, there are other programs that we could connect you with. There are other services available. And if our particular program doesn't meet the needs that you're looking for, we have got a fabulous information and referral line, and we will hook you up with something to help you.
So why should family members get involved with their loved ones, especially those who have a mental illness?
I feel it's an important part. As a step parent, these children are not mine biologically, but they are mine in every aspect I think of. And not understanding and coming from a very strict culture, I've had two minor strokes because I didn't know how to deal and manage the issues that were going on at home. I didn't know how to help them, and I didn't know how to help myself. And I didn't know that there was other families out there that had issues like I had, mm-hmm. that I can have a support group or have a family mentor or something that would help me say, hey, you know, take some time for yourself. You know, let's go through resources together. Let me hold your hand and walk you through the process. Let me help you gain your voice so you know how to work the system. Because as a parent, I didn't know. I still am trying to figure out the system. Mm-hmm. Even with going back to school for both my boys to try to understand the behavior health, I was unable to.
It's ever-changing. And it really, unless you're writing the policy, it's very difficult to keep up with the changes
that we go through. Well, you're listening to The Pulse on KFNX 1100. Please stay tuned, and we'll be back after the break.
White House Democratic Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa will not seek re-election in 2014. Harkin is now 73 years old and is one of the most liberal members of the U.S. Senate. He has focused much of his long congressional career on farm policy and helping pass legislation aiding people with disabilities. Republicans hope to reinvent the electoral vote, which would give them the advantage. But not all Republicans are endorsing the idea. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal thinks the party has a bigger problem.
It's no secret we had a number of Republicans that damaged the brand this year with offensive and bizarre comments. I'm here to say we've had enough of that. We've got to stop being the stupid party. And I'm serious. It's time for a new Republican Party that talks like adults. It's time for us to articulate our plans and our visions for America in real terms.
Meanwhile, today, Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan says Republicans need to stay united and pick their fights during President Obama's second term. This is NBC News Radio.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Scattered showers around the deserts slowly decreasing today. We could have totals up to an inch of rain in some areas of the valley, about 62 today, and then scattered showers developing again tomorrow and Monday. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 59 degrees.
Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers provide housing resources to those in need. We also offer treatment services in the areas of mental health, physical well-being, counseling, advocacy, education, and empowerment for independence. We work with other care providers and businesses to provide total care for the mind and body. Call 602-626-8150. Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers, devoted to empowering our community. To see if we can be of help to you, call 602-626-8150.
Listen live all season long and pull for your U of A Wildcats men's basketball team. You can catch all of the action right here, only on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, your home for Arizona Wildcat sports.
I have the answer. Call me for this link and you will call me back. I have the answer. Who was the dynamic leader that history tells us that when he went to meet his maker, that his eyes were not dim nor his vigor abated? I have the answer. I urge you, choose science and not celebrities in your pursuit of an active lifestyle well beyond statistical predictions. I have the answer. Is your energy level low and your health insurance costs high? I have the answer. Tired of buying grocery store produce from third world countries that have been sprayed with who knows what? I have the answer. I have nutrient-dense, locally grown produce, and so much more. It costs a few bucks, but it's worth $1 million. Charisma Culture is our name, and applying gifts is our game. I have the answer. 602-762-2601. 602-762-2601. 602-762-2601.
Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Savant, host of the weekend financial talk show, One for the Money. Each week, I have special guests to help you with your money, interviews you can actually use, experts that will help you take the next steps, walk you through the planning process, and prepare you to hit your money goals. Then we'll team up to help you launch your money plan, whether it's for your family, business, charity, or estate. That's One for the Money. Catch us on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. right here on KFNX 1100 AM.
As a student and teacher of dance for more than 20 years, JAD's mission is to create a rich learning environment for the advancement of an art that can transform people's lives. If you have a desire to learn how to dance, log on today. That's dancewithchad.com.
Hello and welcome back to The Pulse. I'm your host, Elizabeth Singleton, and we are talking with Susan Junk from Mark Community Resource and Lupe Silva from Visions of Hope. And we were talking about their new adult peer and family support program that is supposed to help those family members who are non-Title 18. I wanted to make sure that we explain that it is for the family members and not the recipient or the consumer, loved the loved one. when we say that this is a program for family members, how does that work?
It is a program for family members not for their loved ones. Mm-hmm. So with the families, we try to provide support and to help reduce the stigma within the families and to empower them and then take them from being overwhelmed to struggling with to living beyond.
Okay.
And that's our goal that we're trying to get with them.
So let's say I'm an aunt. Mm-hmm. I have a nephew, adult, somewhere in the system. Would I be able to go and get supportive services?
You would be able to get family support services through Visions of Hope.
And how would I do that?
Well, the way that we're going to do that is, well, let me tell you a little something okay. That's special about our program. I think that other programs don't offer. We're going to come to you. Mm. We can meet you in the community. We can come to your home and meet you when it's convenient for you. So this is not a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday program. This could be a 7-day-a-week program. We could meet you on the weekends, early in the morning, after work hours, whenever you're going to be available. And we're going to come to you and we're going to talk to you. We're going to explain to you. We kind of have a menu of different programs we offer, including some educational courses. We've got a fabulous advocacy training that Eddie Sissons is providing for us so that if you were...
Oh, I heard she did move on.
Yeah. And if she is... If you're a family and you're far enough along in your journey and you're ready to start tackling some of these advocacy issues and you mm-hmm. want to get on these committees and stuff, you could take this training and learn how to do that and be very successful at it. But we're also going to give you some education on health and wellness because a lot of our loved ones who are dealing with a serious mental illness also have diabetes or heart disease and other things. So there's, you know, nutritional classes and healthy living classes. But we're also going to offer one-on-one support with a peer family provider. Okay. So by a peer, I mean they're a family member who have raised a loved one in the adult system. Mm-hmm. So they have some experience and some understanding. So they know what your unique needs and your strengths are. So we're just going to come to you. There's a simple form to fill out and sign, and then it needs to get processed through whichever clinic your loved one is attending. But we're going to try to handle as much of that for you to make it as easy on the family yeah. members as possible.
Another thing I wanted to add is a lot of the family members might be nervous about attending these groups in the communities and that might not feel comfortable or educational classes. So the good thing about our family support is that we're able to attend that with them, mm-hmm. you know, to guide them, to say, you know, you don't have to feel alone because we're right beside you.
Well, you know, having that family member that you can actually go out to them, because again, a lot of families are kind of, when you go to some of the clinics, it's not the best setting right. for people to feel comfortable at for mm-hmm. anybody.
Yeah.
so I know a lot of families shy away from that. But the support to feel like, you know, I know a lot of family members who just feel so hopeless in the system and feel like, you know, forget it. They don't care anyways, no matter what I do. So having someone come to them and can explain it and is great. But having someone to be able to listen to their feelings to say, you know, I just feel like crap today. You know, I feel like I'm screwed over my son. What did I do? Did I drink when I was pregnant? All of these things that you hear from parents, they have this whole guilt. And it's just not even parents, just family members. They have this guilt that they carry with them, and they never feel that they can set it free, and they never feel appreciated. Right. I'm going to tell you, that is the lack of appreciation is always there. And it's like, I am trying my best to be here, to be a support for them, and I'm not appreciated mm-hmm. because you don't even want to take the time to explain anything to me. Yeah. You don't want right. to take the time to give me time.
They don't really validate families' experiences mm-hmm. and their emotions around this. And that's something that we feel like we can because mm-hmm. we've been there.
Yeah.
We've had people not validate what we're feeling. Mm-hmm. We felt guilt. We felt hopeless. And so we can empathize with families.
Well, and going to the home also, I think, protects people's privacy. Mm-hmm. So if that's an yes. issue that's mm-hmm. really important to someone, especially with everything around stigma, just being able to have that bit of privacy and solitude and, you know, not worry about someone seeing you.
Yes.
Not that it really matters, but at
but
some point.
But it does keep family yeah. members yeah. away. It does keep yeah. family members away.
There's another strength to our program that I just kind of want to share with your mm-hmm. listeners. And some people will recognize this name, but with all the years that I've been running support groups and educating families, there are two things I would always tell families to do. I'd say, pull out your cell phones. You need to put two phone numbers in there. One of them is the crisis line because, you know, if yeah. there's a crisis, you don't have time to be searching around for a phone number.
Yeah. Mm.
And the other one is, I said, you need to put Mary Robson's number in here. Mary Robson was the ombudsman for Magellan for 5 years. Mary is leading this program.
And she is wonderful.
She's fabulous. And I think she's forgiven me for giving her phone number out to so many people.
I don't know if she wants you to share them on the radio right now. but you know, that when I met Mary, she was always welcoming. I mean, when she told me that she was having a new program, she sent me an email. And I was like, okay, you need to come over and let's talk about it. But, you know, one thing I wanted to ask you, mm-hmm. if I'm a family member, we know most of us, if we want to help our loved ones, especially if they're an adult, what about the release of information? And if they don't have a release, are you able to help them?
Absolutely, we're able to help them. So that was one thing we clarified, so that wouldn't be a boundary for this program. Because you're right, when you're working with adult loved ones, lots of times they don't want the mm-hmm. families involved or they don't sign the release of information. I've had both experiences. Sometimes I have a release of information and sometimes I don't. But we can still help support family members. We can still educate them and help them to where they would like to go, the goals they would like to reach.
And I also just wanted to add that it could be family of origin or family of choice.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. One thing that I wanted to also, if we were going to say what is in that program, the peer to peer support, are they going to be able to tell if a family member says, okay, I want to know about guardianship. I want to know about if I need to be a payee, or I need to know about being able to talk to the doctor. What should I know? Are they going to be able to relate that type of information? Because I'm always giving that information out to family members.
Yes.
It's very important to them.
The good thing about the family support is if we don't have those answers, we're going to find them. Mm-hmm. And we're going to make sure that we empower you with that information. So if that occurs, they'll know what to do. And they'll have all the important information, resources, and they're not going to do it alone. Mm-hmm. Because we as family support, we're going to be there and we're going to guide them and we're going to make sure we've got all our ducks in a row. So when we confront the doctors and get this information, we're able to know what we're talking about and know what they tell us when they tell, you know, speak in acronyms, and we're going to empower them so that they know what these are.
And when you have an individual that does not want family involved, I mean, have you come across that yet? Because I imagine you can still provide the support, but where do you draw that line between they, you know, the family's pushing, I want the consent, I want this, I want that, but individual wants, they do not want family involved. Has that happened yet?
You know, with this program, since it's so new, we haven't had that happen yet, but certainly I've experienced that in working with families. And that's an individual's right. Mm-hmm. They are an adult, and if they don't want their information shared, they don't want the families to know. The families aren't privy to that information. We could try to educate them, to mm-hmm. help them understand how families could be supportive and how they might want to involve their families, and they don't have to give all the information. Correct. But maybe it's just pieces of information that could be helpful to families. But again, we can support those families who don't have that information or don't have that release signed.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't necessarily need it, though, right?
No, they don't need it.
Just because we have a term that's pretty horrible, but we refer them to them as helicopter moms or helicopter dads.
Hovering, is that what you're saying?
Yes. Because I think there's a fine line, and it's a really delicate balance, but is there any push to kind of help the families get better boundaries with their loved ones?
Absolutely. We're going to help families learn to set boundaries. That's very important. But also to kind of let go with love. I mean, if you're hovering all the time, that doesn't help the individual move into recovery.
No,
it doesn't. So we're going to help families.
You're listening to The Pulse on KFNX. We'll be back after the break.
Quality Specialists, cleaning air ducts for the greater Phoenix area since 1976. We offer fair pricing and excellent customer service. Whether you need cleaning, inspection, or testing, Air Quality Specialists is your best choice for providing solutions to your problems at prices you'll like. Call for a free consultation and estimate, 623-930-9391. That's 623-930-9391. Or visit us online at airqualityspecialistsaz.com.
Attention women business owners looking for strategies to grow your business and build professional relationships with other successful women? Then we invite you to join the Phoenix chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners. NABO is one of the 5 most influential organizations in the Valley, according to the Business Journal. We offer many networking opportunities, business education seminars, and a nationally recognized mentoring program. For more info, go to nawbophx.org or call 602-772-4985. That's 602-772-4985.
Survival Cave Food, your best choice for tasty beef, chicken, turkey, and pork. Like many preppers, I have an assortment of food stored up, including beans, honey, and wheat, along with some dehydrated items. Well, thanks to Survival Cave Food, now you can add tasty, quality, real meat to your food storage plan. Survival Cave Food meats boasts a 15-year shelf life when stored at room temperature, but the best feature is its amazing home-cooked taste. Go to theprepperpatch.com to order Survival Cave Food meats and add quality, real meat solutions to your long-term food storage plan.
Are you tired of stock market losses? Do you want a guaranteed retirement savings plan? Then tune in to the Ask Mr. Annuity Show, Saturday at 3 p.m. Write it down. Ask Mr. Annuity, Saturday at 3 p.m. Protect your money. Be safe. AskMrAnnuity.com.
Is healthcare really healthy anymore? Listen as Dr. Jason tackles the controversial topics and gives guidance on how to bring health back to healthcare. Adjusted for Live Thursday at 4 p.m. here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Hello and welcome back. We are talking with Susan Junk with Mark Community Resource and Lupe Silva with Visions of Hope about their new adult peer and family support program. I also have Kelly with me in the studio as my co-host. We're going to give some your contact information and how family members can get involved. But I want to know the financial responsibility. Do they have a payment that they have to pay for these groups or support? And where are you getting your – because you said your funding is coming from Magellan, is that
correct?
Yes,
the funding is coming from Magellan. There is no financial cost to the families to get involved in our program.
Okay. They just have to have a loved one that is SMI.
Enrolled in Magellan.
And currently enrolled in Magellan?
Yes.
Yes, okay. They have to be currently enrolled. For this particular program, they also have to be non-Title 19 or not eligible for access. Visions of Hope and Mark Community Resources and a lot of other organizations out there have funding now, and we can help individuals, obviously, that do qualify for access. Mm-hmm. So if you qualify or don't, still call.
And is some of this funding coming from the Affordable Care Act, or is it just coming from the state?
The state put the $39 million back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't want to comment on why they realized that they made a mistake.
We won't go there.
Yeah, that's another show.
I said that, but I didn't comment. But, you know, but anyways, at least we realized that we made that mistake, a big error on a lot of our policies were not correct. But to have the funding coming back, but to know that there's some more support out there for families, because I'm going to be referring lots of people to you.
Oh, good.
So if they're, what is the process? How do they get involved? Do they call you? Do they call, since there's two programs, who do they contact to actually start this process?
Well, I'm helping to coordinate this program. Mm-hmm. And so I'm working very closely with Visions of Hope.
Okay.
But this program is being run through Visions of Hope. Okay. So they would need to contact Visions of Hope. And I can give it.
Go ahead. Give us the number.
Okay. So they need to call 602-404-1555.
Okay. And if I called that number, can you walk me kind of through the steps, what I would need to – do I need to have insurance? Do I need to bring proof? What is it do I need to bring, you know, to make sure you know my loved one is in the service?
Actually, you can just call us and we can have – we can meet you at your home. Mm-hmm. You can come into our office, whatever is more convenient for the person calling. And it's basically just getting a date of birth and their loved one's name. And just that's all they have to do. And give us a signature saying that they would want services. And we're able to provide, you know, in-home services, whatever kind of service that they're looking for.
And if they're not sure if their loved one is currently enrolled in the Magellan system, mm-hmm. And if they would qualify for this particular program, we can verify to make sure that they qualify and let them know if they qualify or not, and if we're able to help them. And if not, we can send them to other resources. But when they call this number, the person that answers the phone, Bernadette, she's going to be able to give them some information. They can also ask for Mary and talk directly to Mary, and Mary can give them information.
And do you have resources for family members that maybe need a higher level of care? Because peer coaching, peer support is great, but, you know, maybe some bigger issues, some trauma issues where they're going to need a licensed counselor or licensed professional. Do you have that handily available?
We do.
Yes.
There's definitely clinicians available to help, and we also have the information and referral line that Andy runs. And so if we don't offer something, Andy is fabulous.
Andy knows everything.
He knows everything.
The guru.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you that families, before we went off the air, Kelly said something about helicopter parents that are always around. But the most thing that we feel is this guilt that we can't, you know, our little Johnny is not the same anymore. You know, I just want little Johnny to come back. And we feel just the need to overrun that life, you know, and give me some hope to say you can live your life again and still support your loved ones is really what a lot of families need to hear. And I don't hear that much of anywhere.
Yeah. I was a family member who had tremendous guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know how to cope with it. Unfortunately, both of my children are incarcerated. And it's sad that I have to say this, but that's when I found my me time, because I wasn't running around all hours of the night. I wasn't in bed crying, wondering when I was going to get to rest. wondering what was going to happen, if they were going to, if I was going to get a call, whether they were dead or alive, mm-hmm. you know. And it's sad. It's sad that I had to say that, but I was able to find time for me to go to school, try to get an education, try to get out into the community, try to figure out all this. So when they come home, then I have everything at my fingertips, and I'm able to provide them with so much information and take them wherever it is that they need to, but still find that time for me as well.
And let them, allow them to do, you know, most.
Be independent.
Yeah. Because I think that we still want to coddle sometimes, like, oh, you're sick and it's not your fault. And there is truth to that. I would never, you know, recommend, like, oh, just let your child go live on the streets. But I think when we do everything for our kids, regardless of if they have any kind of illness, mm-hmm. Our kids don't get to develop any kind of self-esteem. We take that opportunity from them to succeed or to fail, but to do it on their own.
Or appreciate anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think there's another way of looking at that as well. If you have an adult in the system, that means we're getting a little bit older. Mm. And as we're aging, if we're doing everything for our loved one, we're making all the decisions, we're monitoring their medication, we're doing everything, we have not empowered them to manage their illness. Yeah. What happens when we're gone?
Exactly. Or it happens till you get to the point where you can't do it anymore. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, you're at your breaking point now. You're expecting them to go out into the world. You want to put them in a home. You want to, you know, there are options that are there. But then again, it's time, you know, I'm going to say any parent out there that has a loved one that has a disability, mental illness, to stop and think for a little bit that it is time that you can find some resources out here, because mm-hmm. we haven't had those resources. I'm going to tell you, I can tell parents, call my number all the time, because there's nothing really there for you. But you're not alone anymore, you know, and it's not just your resources here. I think there's a lot of parents coming together to start saying that, hey, I need support. You know a little bit about this. You know how to cook the mayonnaise. You can put the mayonnaise together. We don't know how to get the sandwich put together, and we can work together. And not feel embarrassed of it. Just, you know, let's deal with it and step by step, and especially for the non-Title 19s, because those services aren't there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of parents have been kicked in the dirt and to fend for themselves. So this opportunity is a great opportunity. And I hope that the program will expand and that we will keep the funding there to be able to give parents an outlet for them to get services and reports. And I know I'm preaching and I sound like I'm advertising, but I just know that it's a great need.
Well, I always looked at it like I want to, with my families, I don't want to just give them a hand out. I want to give them a hand up. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to give them that sense of they can do it. It's possible.
Well, let's give some contact information. If someone wants to find more about the MARC, Community Resource Center. I think I'm saying this wrong again, so I have to get used to not MARC Center, but MARC Community Resources. And it's in Mesa, correct? Your main office?
The main office is in Mesa.
And if they wanted to get a hold of you, because the MARC Center offers several community programs, you know, they have their jobs program, they have community housing. So if they wanted to get involved with you, Susan, with the MARC Center to find out more, can you give us your website and your contact information?
They could go to www.MARC, and that's MARCCENTER.com. I'm not positive that that'll get you to the website, mm-hmm. even if the website has changed to the new name. Phone number? 480-969-3800. If they go to extension 160, they can reach me and I can get them to the person that they need to talk to.
Okay. And Lube, can you give us Visions of Hope's contact number and if you have a website?
Sure. It is 602-404-1555. And the website is www.hopeac, and that's hopeac.org.
Okay. anyone have any outgoing messages for the family members who may be listening and needing some help today?
Well, you had mentioned earlier about Spanish-speaking services.
Yes.
And is that available at both places or for your community workers?
For right now, I am the Spanish-speaking person that they have available, and I will do my best to try to gather up families to provide those services for them.
Okay.
Well, I'm just going to tell you that you're not alone, and I understand, I'm pretty sure many of us sitting here around the mic understand what you're going through. If you want more information, you can also contact The Pulse at www.thepulseaz.com. We'll definitely get you the referral services that you need. Listen to us every Saturday live at 10 a.m. on KFNX 1100. We'll be back next week. If you're a program that want to share your community information with us, contact us at The Pulse. And we'll see you next week. Have a blessed day.
Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers provide housing resources to those in need. We also offer treatment services in the areas of mental health, physical well-being, counseling, advocacy, education, and empowerment for independence. We work with other care providers and businesses to provide total care for the mind and body. Call 602-626-8150. Singleton's Real Health Outpatient and Wellness Centers, devoted to empowering our community. To see if we can be of help to you, call 602-626-8150.
Honestly, provocative talk radio on the Lars Larson Show.
But the president views Republicans' demands for real cuts to the budget as collecting a ransom. Does that make any sense to you? Somehow asking for, demanding that there be some cuts in the insane spending of the federal government is collecting a ransom. There is something very disturbing about the way that this president talks about this country.
Catch the Lars Larson Show, weeknights on KFNX. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Station.